Ortiz, Biden's economic speech hides far-left policies that would make pandemic economy permanent. By Breitbart News on July 10, 2020. Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network writes in Fox Business that voters should be wary of Joe Biden's recent talk about economic nationalism, pointing out that in Biden's long career, he has never come close to advocating for, much less achieving, such goals. Voters shouldn't fall for Biden's Economic Nationalism Act. Past performance is the best indicator of future success. And in 44 years in Washington, Biden never meaningfully achieved the economic nationalism goals he laid out on Thursday. Thursday's plan would amount to Solyndra on steroids. Yet Biden had the gall to attack President Trump's Paycheck Protection Program that saved 51 million jobs and 5 million small businesses. If voters want real insight into Biden's economic agenda, they should look at the warning Bernie Sanders gave this week when he said that Biden would be the most progressive president since FDR. While the Biden campaign tricks the media into focusing on today's populist address, the so-called Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force quietly released their own platform recommendations this week. The Unity platform sounds more like a socialist surrender. It includes Green New Deal-type mandates, a hybrid public option/Medicare for all healthcare plan and a web of labor regulations, including a $15 entry-level wage, mandatory paid leave, and the end of the right to work without paying union dues. Read the rest of the article here.